KelpDAO and Aviburn Exploiter tokens Refill 117K Arseth, KelpDAO, and Aave have closed out the recovery process for the Arseth exploit, Cointelegraph confirmed on May 13, 2026. The attacker's Arseth tokens have been burned, and the protocols will progressively refill 117th on 232 RARS ETHA into the affected pool over the next 2 weeks. The post follows weeks of coordination between KelpDAO, Aave Governance, and external security advisors after the exploit drained a significant chunk of restaked ETH from Arseth markets earlier in the spring. The burn is the punchline burning. The exploiter's tokens is the cleanest possible outcome for users still holding Arseth. It means the attacker cannot redeem any portion of the stolen value, and the protocol does not have to socialize losses across remaining holders. The mechanic relies on the fact that RSETHA is a wrapped governable token. Once the attacker's address was identified and the tokens isolated, Kelp's contracts and Aave Governance had the authority to retire those tokens permanently. That option does not exist with most native assets, which is one reason restaked tokens have a tighter recovery toolkit than, say, a stolen ETH balance. The refill schedule, the 117th on 132 Arseth figure, refers to the amount being put back into the pool, not a one-shot mint. KelpDAO is staggering the refill over 2 weeks, which limits the immediate market impact on Arseth supply and gives liquidity providers time to rebalance. Progressive refills also reduce the risk of a second exploit. A single large mint into a contract that has just gone through emergency patches is a higher risk action than smaller incremental top-ups across multiple transactions. For depositors who are sitting on a partially backed Arseth balance, the schedule means recovery to full backing happens in tranches rather than overnight. The price of Arseth against ETH should converge as each tranche lands. Aave's role in the recovery Aave was the largest external venue for Arseth at the time of the exploit, with substantial sums supplied as collateral and borrowed against. That meant Aave depositors carried direct exposure to any haircut on the Arseth to ETH peg. Aave's role in the recovery was twofold. The DAO froze Arseth markets during the incident to prevent cascading liquidations, and its risk teams coordinated with Kelp on the parameters of the refill so that loans collateralized by RSETHA did not get forced liquidated as the peg recovered. Without that pause, the exploit could have triggered a wave of liquidations completely unrelated to the original attack. This kind of cross-protocol coordination is something DeFi has gotten better at over the past 2 years. A 2023-era incident on this scale would likely have left depositors with a permanent loss. The willingness of Aave Governance to act quickly here is a meaningful signal for any liquid restaking token that uses the protocol as its primary borrowing market. Restaking risk did not get easier. The cleanup does not erase the underlying lesson. Liquid restaking tokens stack contract risk on top of validator risk, on top of underlying asset risk. Every additional layer is another surface where an attacker can find a flaw. For users, that means the convenience of earning restaking yield through a single token comes with smart contract exposure that goes beyond the base layer. Kelp's recovery shows the system can heal from a major incident, but it does not eliminate the risk that the next incident might not have a clean burn and refill solution. The broader restaking and security context remains tense. April 2026 saw $635 million in exploit losses across 28 incidents, with restaking and bridge contracts disproportionately represented.